Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Paige Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour film and TV edition. How are you, Mom? What's up? Have you seen the Scotty, what's his name? Scotty Scheffler. Have you seen him yet?
Yeah, I think they released him. Charged him and took a mugshot or two. Mm-hmm. I think he's back, at his job. Yes.
All right. We'll get into him a little bit later. But glad to be here today. It's a beautiful day, like you always say, right?
Yes, it is.
And we are enjoying the NBA playoffs. We have a couple of game sevens coming up. We have the Nuggets coming up, and we also have the Mavs and the Knicks.
Absolutely.
So that's more.
We
than
have
couple.
The Knicks, the Mavs, and the
Nuggets.
The Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Right. Mm-hmm. That series is tied.
That is tied.
Yes.
Now here's the problem, Bob. By the time they hear this podcast, well, one at least a couple of those games will have already been played, right?
And that will be wonderful.
So, yeah. So
okay,
we'll
so
talk
we'll
about
see.
It.
Do we want to give any of our predictions or no?
We can if you want.
Okay.
I'm going to go hopefully with the Mavs.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Timberwolves and the Knicks.
Okay. Well, those are exactly my teams.
What, really?
Yes.
Okay.
The Mavs, the Knicks, and the Timberwolves. Okay. Those are exactly my teams.
So we know one of them is going to lose.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right. You know what, Ma? I think that we should do a toast to someone since I've been accused of some things on this podcast. Let's do a little toast to Kevin Hart, because whatever with Kevin Hart, we always hear that he seems to want to help people and support people.
Yes,
right?
He does. Yes, so. He does. They say he will help a person out. Yes, he does have that wonderful reputation. So let's lift our glasses to health, wealth, happiness, long life and prosperity, and good looking out, Kevin Hart. Salud.
Okay, unfortunately, Ma, we are going to start this show off with someone that has done something that neither of you thought we would actually see video footage of, or that this person was.
Oh, my goodness.
Sean Diddy Combs, seen in a shocking video punching and kicking ex-girlfriend Cassie in the hotel hallway. There's a footage that's being shown all on the news, all on CNN. Footage was captured at a hotel in Los Angeles, and it appears to show Diddy chasing Cassie down the hallway in a towel before attacking her near the elevators. He then attempts to drag her back down the corridor. There's also footage of him throwing like a glass vase at her. He kicked her on the ground. He behaved like an animal. Ma, I don't know. What are your thoughts on seeing this video?
Okay.
This is from 2016.
Let me tell you what I saw. I saw Cassie in her coat, in her outerwear, street clothes, carrying a bag, headed down the hallway of a hotel. Cassie was making her exit, whether it was permanent, short-term, whatever, I don't know. But Cassie was definitely on her way out. Then I see Puffy Sean Diddy Combs wrapping himself in a towel, undressed completely, wrapping himself in a towel, running down the hall, running up on Cassie, running behind her, running up on her, bust her in her head and knocked her down, commenced to stomping her, and then drug her by her hair back down to the room or suite or whatever they had. That's what I witnessed.
Yeah. It's just shocking to see.
Now, unless that's his twin and her twin.
Is.
Unless they're two doppelgangers on video.
Well, it's
in a hotel.
It seems to.
It was unreal.
Be what they said in the court papers.
It, you know what, like, I want to say? Shout out to Cassie. I'm glad you made it out alive. I don't know what y'all did, behind doors, but what we saw on film was inhumane. Absolutely inhumane.
I just feel for her that she, like you said, that she was even, that she survived.
I'm glad you made it out alive, Cassie.
I'm glad you made it out alive. You're married. You have two beautiful children.
Right.
You know, I just wish you all the success in the world, and all the money in the world that he could give you does not make up for what we saw in that video.
You got that right. I'm glad you made it out alive. I'm glad you made it out alive. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. And I'm going to ask you this question and you can move on. Do you feel any different about 50 Cent going after Diddy? Or you still think he shouldn't?
I still think he shouldn't. Not because, you see, I never thought it was because I didn't think Diddy deserved it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if he deserved
maybe,
it or
maybe
not.
Maybe 50 but heard this, some things.
This is the reason 50 don't need to go after nobody. Because you don't want the focus coming back on him. You don't want to invite negativity into his life.
Okay.
That's the reason. I never thought that it was that Diddy was, didn't deserve this or that. I didn't know what he deserved or what he didn't. And I don't know if we should be the arbiters of those kinds of things, you know, because in Diddy's case, that needs to be litigated. Like I said, that's criminal. That needs to be litigated. That's a criminal charge, okay? That needs to be, if you did the crime, then you do the time.
Yeah.
Okay? I never thought, Diddy is so above reproach or so good, people shouldn't come after him. I never thought that. I thought 50 in particular, and anybody in 50's position shouldn't be doing that. It's just not a smart thing to do.
Right.
That's why. Not because I thought Diddy, not because I ever thought that on some level Diddy was culpable. I didn't know on what level. I didn't know it reached this level.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
So, no. So, I just don't think that it's a good move for 50, period. Not that I don't think somebody else should maybe go after him. You understand?
Yeah.
It's 50 that is a particular bad look for.
I get it. I just, listen, yeah. Just after seeing that, it just kind of threw me for a loop today.
But did I ever think that perhaps he didn't deserve it? I didn't even go there with it.
We'd heard the stories about Diddy, but now right. We're actually seeing video footage of something that I didn't know.
And the videos are very graphic, violent, very animalistic. As I said, very inhumane. You would not treat your dog like that. Michael Vick went to jail for treating dogs. They're probably better than that.
Yeah.
Just awful.
So, sorry, Diddy. We can't. Not sorry, Diddy. We can't defend you. Sorry, Cassie.
You cannot. You know, he's in an untenable position, okay? Yep. We're in an untenable position, okay? Mm-hmm. We can't sustain what he did. He can't sustain what he did.
And he was a grown... Just no excuse. He's a grown-ass man. Nothing there. Okay, let's move on to somebody who was arrested earlier today, and we can kind of joke a little bit about this, is Scottie Scheffler, because we know now he is actually playing in the tournament at the PGA Championship. Now, he's the number one golfer in the world. He just came off the win up at the Masters, and he's been, kicking ass and taking numbers?
That's it.
And so I don't know what he was trying to do this morning, but apparently, he was detained by the police for trying to drive into the entrance of the golf club. He failed to follow police orders following a pedestrian fatality investigation. He was arrested and charged with second-degree assault of a police officer and third-degree criminal mischief. Now, he was released at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and he arrived at the golf club at 9:12 a.m.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what happened, how all this happened. None of this should have happened. He shouldn't have disobeyed the police. He shouldn't have gotten arrested. It should have been a standard day at work for him. What do you think went wrong?
I don't know what went wrong, but I'm going to tell you what I think is the most likely scenario.
Okay.
I think they told him to stop.
Okay.
Police are not known to be quiet. They're known to yell, holler, and cuss at you and let you know that they're the police. Mm-hmm. Put your hands up, get down, shut up, get out, shut the F up, whatever they say. They're known to be quiet. That's true. Unless they're sneaking up on a crime in progress. That's the only time they're known to be quiet.
Right.
Other than that, they let you know this is the police, this is the this is the that. And unless Mr. Schiffler, Mr. Scotty, was blind, he could see the cops. He could see people were standing in line, not going through on that road. He can see the cops. They were very visible in their big, loud neon vests, their big, bright lights, the cops, you know, the lights, the line of people not moving. What is it about that that didn't make him say, wait, what's up? Let me stop. What's going on here? What in his mind? This is a man who drives.
Right.
Okay, so he's used to seeing all types of traffic situations. What is it that didn't make him say, what's up here? What's going on here?
Right.
Okay, why is it that a cop, of all the things they do, they don't usually just go flying on your car or hanging on to your car? What is it that he did that was so such a flagrant violation of an order? You think the cop decided, instead of announcing that I'm a cop, I think I'll just jump on your car?
It just seems crazy to me, because it seems like you said, you would announce, oh, I'm, you know, Scotty Schiffler. Maybe they don't know who that is.
It doesn't matter. But
it's like, oh, I'm playing in this championship. Right. I'm the number one golfer
in
the world.
They know it was an event there. Right, they know it was a sport. Listen, it doesn't matter. Whatever he said, he didn't stop. He did not stop. We know is true.
He didn't stop.
Okay, he didn't stop. He might have said, I'm Scotty effing Schiffler or whatever, and I'm going through. He didn't say, I'm Scotty Schiffler. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I can't go. Oh, guys, oh, I need to be in there and stop the car and have a discussion. He kept the hell going. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what was going on in his head. I'm thinking what was going on is that, ooh, I just won the Masters. I don't have to stop and listen to y'all. That stop is for the other people,
not
me.
I'm the number one player in the world.
Right. I don't care that somebody just lost their life right here on the road that I'm supposed to be traveling on.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I have no consideration as to what the freak is going on with everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Listen.
What? Now, you know yourself. Chances of the police not saying, look, we're the police and there's an investigation going on. Somebody lost their life. You think they didn't say that to him?
Of course they said it to
him. They said it to him, and he kept on going.
Yeah.
And which is why he gave a bogus-ass statement. Him and his people gave a bogus-ass statement where they apologized to the family of the decedent, of the man that was killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they gave an apology, because he was disrespectful.
Yeah.
He maybe didn't even know what was going on, but guess what? He was given an order, and I'm glad they arrested him. You know why? Because if it was me or you, we would have gotten arrested.
Well, I am glad that nobody was harmed in the arrest, in the process of, you know, him getting arrested. Obviously, there was a fatality there in an unrelated accident. And, you know, and so that was the whole reason why the traffic was being redirected. So, you know, unfortunate situation. But let's see what happens in this tournament, Mal. You think he's still going to win? He wasn't. No. He was in the hunt. He wasn't in the league.
Yeah,
he was
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Guess what? Guess what? That didn't make me a fan of his.
No,
because something in there rings selfish and entitled.
You mean like most wealthy rich golf players?
Well, you know what? You can say most rich wealthy golf players if you want to, but guess what? He's the one that did it. We didn't see any of the other ones do it. Okay,
well,
so we
true.
Don't know.
That's true.
We know they're entitled and pampered. Mm-hmm. We understand that, like most professionals in anything are.
That's true.
You know, they're given preferential treatment. But however, we don't know how they would have responded in this situation.
I was going to say something really bad, and I didn't want anybody to come after me. Maybe some of these golf players, they need to hire drivers, because they seem to not know how to handle driving.
I said to myself, I guess he's taking a book out of the Tiger Woods page.
Right.
However, Tiger screwed himself.
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess they both did in different ways. Yeah. So, okay. So, guys, daughter, I think that was the best piece of advice. Did we learn anything? Yes. Golfers need drivers.
Yes.
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 Okay.
All right. So, let's move on to a young woman in the news. She has was working on an album. I guess a new album was coming out this year. First, she was playing with her fans saying, oh, I'm not doing it. It's too much pressure and stress, but she was just joking. But she wasn't joking about this. When she spoke to Rolling Stone, she says, I don't F with both of y'all ends, referring to Donald Trump and President Joe Biden. She went on to say that Biden's current domestic and foreign policies have been the source of layers and layers of disappointment for her. There's countries where kids are getting killed every single day, but because the U.S. won't benefit from that country, they won't help. I don't like that America has this superhero cape on. We never did things to be superheroes. We did things for our own convenience. Now, Cardi, you know, I do like, you know, some of your songs, and I will say that I'm a fan. I don't think this is the message that you want to put out for your young fans that you aren't voting. I don't think that's a good idea. You know, obviously we don't want her to vote for Trump, but for her to sit here and say, I'm not voting. Do you think that's what you want to tell your young voters in order for them to exercise their power?
Right. That is one of their superpowers. Cardi, you know what I'm going to say for Cardi? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to malign my sister, though I'm, you know, annoyed with her for taking that stance, because it seems to be a stance based on a total lack of knowledge. Okay? What I'm going to say to you, my sister, while you are home or wherever the hell you are, mm-hmm. I want you to look up the history of voting rights in the United States. And in these United States, Cardi, that's what I want you to do. That's it. That's all. I want you to read about the history of voting rights in this country, because, Cardi, I don't think you have. I think you think you sounded good and cute or whatever, but I think you are sounding very uninformed. Okay, Cardi, I want you to look up. I want you to research and read about the history of voting rights in this United States. Voting rights. I don't have to say any color, race, creed, gender. Just look up voting rights and you will get the entire picture. Okay, that's it, Cardi. That's it.
Okay, let's go in on a couple more things before we get to our actual TV programs. I agree with everything you said about Cardi. So, Maya, you remember we talked about Clay from Love is Blind and how he apparently was seeing the OnlyFans model, Selena Powell. And no disrespect to the OnlyFans model, OnlyFans models. She's just been caught in a lot of dirt outside of OnlyFans. So we're not even going to go there. Because okay. She was supposedly said she was impregnated by Cardi's husband, which they said found out that wasn't true.
I remember about that. Yes.
Well, apparently, Clay from Love is Blind's mother got a hold of who Clay was seeing. And she says, I don't know who CP is. And she's referring to Selena Powell.
Yes.
I didn't know who she was until everyone started sending her YouTube information. And she says, it's very interesting that some men will lose everything thinking that the apple is good, but it's a forbidden choice. Do better. The deceiver uses old tricks to attack and destroy. And Clayton's mom continued saying, you know, Jesus will allow things to occur. He's still trying to get your attention. Please surrender to him. And so Clay went on Instagram and commented on his mother's message, reposted it, and said, heard you, mom. My apologies. And of course, Selena, well, she didn't really take too kindly to this. She says, hey guys, I just wanted to say to all the people who don't like me, breathe in and breathe out, because there's nothing more you guys can do. And then she decided to put on Tupac's track, Hit 'Em Up, and she started mouthing along to the lyrics where Tupac says, F you and your mother effing mama. So there you go. Well, good. So we think that Clay and Selena probably are not seeing each other anymore.
Good. You know what? Good. And you know what? And she just proved the mother right. Okay, without, you know, all the religiosity involved, yeah. I'm going to say, right. Right.
I'm also, you know what?
Mama. Right.
You know what, Ma? You and I are very close, right?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Of course.
Clay and his mom is too much. His mother his mother told him about Love is Blind. He had no idea what the show was, according to him.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
so he went on the show because his mother thought it was a good idea for him to go on the show. He gets on the show and he doesn't realize that he's supposed to want to find a wife, want to be in a committed relationship. Oh, you know, he has all this baggage because his father cheated on his mom. And then he gets on the reunion to Love is Blind and he, you know, he made a bad decision. You know, he still loves AD so much. And then the next thing we see, you're going with a woman who is known, no disrespect, sis, going with a woman who's known to cause problems and drama. That's what she does for a living. And the next thing we see, your mom is on Instagram posting.
Right. Okay, well,
too much, you know, too much.
Okay, well, let me just say
anything for money. Yes. Anything.
Yes. Let me just say this. Clay, you don't have to love AD, BC, DD, EE, okay? Love who you want to love.
Whatever gender it is.
Whatever gender, in between genders, both genders, whatever.
Yep.
Okay? Love who you want to love. Make yourself happy. You may have to learn a couple hard lessons. So what? So what? Better to have loved than lost than never to have loved at all. So what? Learn some hard lessons. If that's what it takes for you, you're no different than everybody else. Yeah. We've all had disappointments one way or another. You know, so love who you want to love. I must say, I agree with your mother regarding this individual's character and behavior. I'm totally in agreement with your mother. But guess what? Just in case I wasn't, do what you got to do for yourself. Do what you got to do, Clay. That's all I have to say. To thine own self be true. Like I tell my daughter almost every day, to thine own self be true.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. That's for you to figure out.
Yeah.
To thine own self be true.
Okay. Everything you said, Ma. Okay. Now, finally, before we get into the TV shows, now, I don't know if you even want to hear about these people. But,
oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
So, Ben Affleck and J-Lo hadn't been seen publicly together, photographed together since March 30th until yesterday, which is May 16th.
All right. That's just a month and a half.
So that's a little odd for, you know, a married couple. It just seems a little strange.
Just because people see you with your husband all the time, that doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. there now there are rumors that they could possibly be headed to for a divorce. We don't know.
No.
But it's all circulating online
now.
I hope that's not true.
She just found true love. I just saw her last video.
Yeah, you did.
It was love, love, all love.
Yes, you did.
Then I did see that commercial where she said, "Y'all get out. I'd rather be here with Tom Brady." I did see. Didn't I see that commercial?
I think a lot of people would like to just be with Tom Brady.
Yeah, but she'll do it.
Yeah,
well, yeah, she's in a position to do it.
Okay.
Some people have to work hard to get that position.
Yeah.
She's in that position already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
My. Okay.
So, yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully, listen, this is a rumor, and we didn't preface the show by everything that we say is just in our opinion, and this is for entertainment purposes.
Well, everybody knows that. Listen, we preface the whole show by saying, we don't know if these things are real or true or this or that, but it's our opinion.
I think we need to do a track for that, Ma.
Okay.
Next time.
All right.
All right. Okay, so let's get into some movies and TV shows. So first movie we're going to talk about is Monkey Man, starring Dev Patel. And it is directed by Dev Patel and produced by Dev Patel and Jordan Peele.
Yeah, yeah.
And we know it's about a young man from a small village who earns a living as an underground fight club fighter, right?
Yeah.
And he wears a gorilla mask. And right. After years of suppressed rage, he, you know, finesses his way and infiltrates his way into a club of the upper, like the rich people, to seek retribution from the men who took everything from him, including his family. And that's what Monkey Man is about, Mom.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts on Monkey Man?
Well, Monkey Man is a story. It's happy and sad all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The theme of it, of course, is very tragic, you know, because he, in my opinion, more than anything, he avenged the death of his mom, which was very, you know, sad, very, very, very sad. And he went through a lot. He went through a lot of abuse, psychological abuse, without a doubt, you know, and physical abuse,
right.
You know. He was victorious on some level. If, in fact, that was the goal, to avenge his mother's death, he did at some point, I don't want to give away too much. Yeah, if I say too much,
yeah,
okay. So let's just say this. I thought it was a very violent movie, but you know what? I thought the violence was done in a very, very artistic way. I thought the fight scenes and the violence was hella good. I thought they were really, really good. And I did enjoy that very much. And it did have a theme, you know. Some of it, of course, was fantastical, as we would know, you know, to make it entertaining. But I thought it was really good. I thought it was kind of different, you know, in a kind of quirky way.
Yeah.
I thought it was different. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
What do you give it?
Top shelf.
Top shelf what?
Yeah, I'm top shelf. 8.5 for sure.
Okay. I'm going to go with a top shelf 8. I have a problem watching a lot of violent pictures, but not that I don't enjoy the actual plot and acting and, you know, action scenes. I'm squeamish.
Yeah. So
I have
when
to
they get real gory.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
But
yeah.
I too thought it was very unique, and I thought Dev Patel did a good job, and I think this is probably his directorial debut, I think.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan Peele hopped in to make sure, you know, we got that audience.
Oh yeah.
So definitely top shelf 8 for me.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to move into a movie that I don't think is top shelf on anything, and that is Madam Web, starring Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Mercedes, Emma Roberts, Celeste O'Connor. Actually, Mike Epps had a very small part in here. His part was so small because he was in there maybe 5-6 minutes. Yeah, but anyway, Cassandra Webb is a paramedic who starts to show signs of clairvoyance. She begins to have these visions of these three young women who she feels that she has to protect because they're being chased by this nefarious man that's out to kill them. And that's her mission in life, becomes to protect these three young women. Now, this is all part of the Spider-Verse. I think maybe somebody becomes Spider-Woman. I don't know. Who knows? It was very silly to me. It was kind of weak. You know, I didn't find the action scenes very unique. I thought in the beginning it was a little bit confusing. You know, I didn't know what was real, what wasn't real. I didn't like the villain. You know, Dakota Johnson was fine. The young ladies were fine, but it just wasn't very exciting to me. It was very mediocre, and just they didn't take much time to build the plot to me. I don't know, Matt. What are your thoughts?
You know, I really didn't see that much of it. You know, I don't know even know if it was episodic. Are there episodes, or is it a movie?
That was a movie.
I didn't even know what the hell it was. Okay. because I saw the girls in the woods, and then they were dancing, and then they were fighting, and
it was a, it was a movie. It did so poorly in the box office that it came out like a couple months ago.
Right. Well, I I'm just going to tell you, a hooch for me. It just overall sucked.
Yeah.
Okay, it made no sense. It was absolutely pointless and foolish. Mm-hmm. You didn't know if it was supposed to be for real. Was it a drama? Was it a comedy? Was it a dramedy? Was it a what? I don't know what the hell it was. And it wasn't that entertaining. A hooch. I don't even know if it could be one of those cult campy kind of movies or anything. It just sucked all the way around.
Number,
it wasn't funny enough to be funny. It wasn't dramatic enough to be a drama. Certainly it was not a romance. I mean, it was it a sci-fi? It wasn't scientific enough to be a sci-fi. You know, fiction, no doubt.
Are you going to give it a number, or are you just
Hooch 2.
Hooch 2. Okay. I'm with you. I'm going to go hooch, maybe 2.5, maybe, just to be a little bit different.
Oh,
but it was bad.
Really bad.
It was pretty bad. Okay, let's talk a little bit about a docu-series or documentary, but it hasn't... We haven't finished all of the episodes. I think there's this three-part series, and that's the Ashley Madison Sex, Lies, and Scandal, Thoughts, Lives, you know, that lovely series. So anyway... their slogan was, I guess, have an affair. What is it? Life short, have an affair. That was their slogan.
Well, it was. I don't know if it still is, but at some point that was definitely the way they marketed their services.
That's the way they marketed it. So guys, we've only seen most of the first episode. What we have seen so far, Christian influencers are their part in the scandal. They are just complete hypocrites, and there's nobody in this story to root for. Noel he puts Ashley Madison on the map. He's the guy that is in his shades, and he has like a print shirt or a flowery shirt or something. We do know that an anonymous group impacted the hacking of Ashley Madison,
and you knew that's what it was,
right?
You knew that's what it was going to be, because there's so many people who tout the sanctity of marriage and monogamy.
Oh, right.
So you knew that they were a target.
You know they
automatically.
Were automatically. Right. A lot of damaged marriages and mental health was obviously at risk with this. You know, they promised to be discreet, and obviously Ashley Madison was nothing but not discreet at all. Mostly men used the site. Of course, there were women that did use the site, but they found that there was a lot of bots on the site, so a lot of the people that they were talking to were not real.
Right.
And there were some celebrity marriages that got put on blast, and Ashley Madison is still running now, even though they had to they had to go through some changes, and you know, they fell down for a little bit. Now they call themselves they market themselves as people who are looking for a discreet side relationship. They took the word marriage out of it for obvious reasons. So I don't know. We don't know. We just know that they're just making money. And we don't know what's real and what's not real, the way they have things going.
Absolutely. Same song, different verse.
Yeah.
It's the very same thing that it's always been, but they just found a way to, as opposed to having prostitution, this is a way of sort of organizing and or normalizing or decriminalizing
prostitution, right?
Pretty much,
right?
Because somebody's getting paid somewhere in there to do whatever they do,
right?
You know, so that's it. So what they did was they cut out the payment to the prostitute, actually, and it's just the people who own the sites and the marketing and the ideas and the intellectual properties, because the prostitutes actually have been cut out.
I would say it's better to go to OnlyFans.
You know.
Not everybody on OnlyFans, many people on OnlyFans are not selling sex. They're it's more porn.
Of course. Well, you don't know exactly what these people are selling, but what they're, because they have a menu. Yeah. And you can choose what it is that you want from the person. Yeah.
Okay. So don't really have much to say about that, except it's just people making money and I don't even need to continue on. Let's go on to Bridgerton season 3, which premiered a day or two ago. And this season is really focused on Penelope and Colin. Also a little bit with the friendship of Eloise and Penelope. And we know that the season started from season 2, where season 2 left off, where Penelope overheard Colin tell his bros that he would never court her. And also Penelope and Eloise fell out when Eloise found out that Penelope is the town gossip lady, Whistledown.
Right.
And so now Colin is helping Penelope find a husband because that, for whatever reason now, Penelope's mission in life is to get married.
And she's just so pathetic on her own. She just can't find a man.
Right.
Though they bring the men there and showcase them. Right. You know.
And she's
being
helped by the quote unquote most eligible bachelor, Colin.
Whom she happens to be in love with.
Right. Right. And I think those are like the, that's like the major theme in season 2. We've only saw the first 2 episodes. They have the black family. It's the, is it the Mondricks? Will and Alice, they just received a big inheritance.
Absolutely, and moved into their fabulous mansion.
Yeah.
And they're, Viscount and Viscountess or something? I forget what their titles are, but they are now, you know, among the elite.
Right.
Yes.
And Anthony.
They are what we would call nouveau riche now, right?
Yes.
Right.
And okay. Anthony Bridgerton, the oldest Bridgerton, and his wife, Kate, have settled into married life and they're like very happy, and I'm sure they'll probably have a baby at some point because that's what you had to do back then.
Oh, yeah.
And then the 6th youngest child, Hannah Bridgerton, this is her first season,
yes.
You know, and so they brought her out, so we'll see what happens with her. She's made her debut.
Yes, and she has the skills with the piano, right?
Yes.
She's the one who plays the piano very well, and she rather sort of make it on her own merits.
Right.
You know, she's a kind of an independent.
Right.
Yeah.
One other thing I thought was odd, I don't know about Eloise. I wonder what they're going to do. I don't know if Eloise is a gay, if she's queer. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But she seems to have befriended the mean girlish type woman on the show, Jessica.
Yeah, but she confronted her.
Yeah.
And this last one, she confronted her and they just had a little bit of a showdown.
Yeah.
Because she told Jessica, well, you know, you're being mean and nasty. And Jessica told her, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know, you're pretty nasty yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because you shared everything you did about Penelope. So, you know. You know, about your brother helping her find a husband and all that.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. So, we shall see. I predict that the Eloise and Penelope are going to reunite as friends.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Or whatever. Well, it can only be friends because Penelope's in love with
And that's her brother. That's her brother. That's so she's not going to go there.
No, yeah. Right. I agree.
Okay, so, you know, the first 2 episodes we've seen are really good. There's 2 more available. There's 4 available now, and then they're coming back again in June.
Okay.
Okay, Sugar. So we saw the finale for Sugar featuring my man Colin Farrell. We realized that John Sugar, or it was revealed to us that John Sugar is an alien, and there's several other aliens on Earth that, you know, they all work together. I think Kirby is an alien as well.
Absolutely.
And their friend Henry apparently is an alien. One thing before you go I wanted to mention, it was discovered in this episode that it appears that James Cromwell's character, Jonathan Siegel, dated his son's late wife, and that Olivia, his granddaughter, may actually be his daughter.
Okay.
Right. So that wasn't good.
Okay.
Any thoughts on the season finale, or probably series finale of Sugar, I guess? I don't know.
Well, I was... I was looking for a bigger finish. I was looking for a bigger payoff in the end.
Okay.
And maybe that's just me being, you know, the naive and hoping for some kind of, you know, big, you know, fireworks at the end.
Yeah.
I thought the end was kind of timid. I thought the ending was just really kind of lame, where Sugar just decided to hop back in his, what was this, his blue, his electric blue Corvette and Corvette convertible and head on down the road.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that he was going to go back to wherever he's from because he's an E.T., you know, so I thought maybe he would go back to wherever he was from or there'd be a little more depth or that he would have a... he did make some friends. He did say he liked the Earthlings or whatever.
Right.
You know, I just thought there would be more of a payoff. He seemed to be happy and he lived. So that those two things were good.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it would be a different kind of resolution in the end.
Yeah, it really disappointed me. I've been noticing a couple of shows have been ending in ways that I don't like.
Right.
You know, this never ever reached a level to me of Ted Lasso, but I wasn't 100% happy with the way Ted Lasso ended. Without, right. I like an ending where I know it's a definitive ending.
Right.
This to me just going on to Neverland. Maybe this was intentional because maybe they want to continue the story on.
Right.
But I don't like that he was an alien and that he was blue.
Right.
I just don't like that.
And
silly.
They didn't even let us know that until toward the end.
Yeah.
And so it was that piece and it you know what, there was no direction.
Right.
In the end you just didn't know he was gonna go wandering on down the road.
Yeah.
I mean it seemed totally directionless.
Yeah.
He was just alone, unattached, and just going on down the road to what?
Yeah.
Where? When? Who? That last case you were working on, that's resolved.
Right.
You know, I mean, are you a real detective? Do you have an office? Do you work online? Do you work, remote? Do you have friends? Do you have contacts? Do you have what? I mean, the dog wasn't even in the car with him. Was the dog even there in the end?
No. He gave the dog to,
you know?
That, well, what's the woman? Amy?
Yeah.
Amy Ryan.
Yeah. Her you know, job. I mean, it was just, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It was just, you know, everything was set up for him to go back to wherever he's from, but then he didn't.
He didn't.
You know,
just,
so
I didn't like it. I mean, listen, I enjoyed most of it, but then the ending ruined it for me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a premium 6.
Okay. I'm gonna give it a little higher. I'm gonna give it a 7 because I like the film noir and I like the way he would have these brief retrospectives where they showed clips of very old movies.
I like that part.
I saw Maltese Falcon. I saw Bell, Book, and Candle. You know, I saw a few of the old ones in there, and I like that, you know. So I thought that was cute, and I thought that was a little bit. It's been done before, but not so much.
Right.
So I thought that was a little bit different. Right. And I like the fact that he wore suits a lot.
Yeah.
I thought that was a throwback to the film noir era, you know.
Yeah.
Even though that was before my time, I enjoyed film noirs very much. You know, and so I'm going to give it a 7. I'm going to give it a 7 premium. Yeah.
Okay. So let's get into another show, a new show that we started watching, Dark Matter, starring Joel Edgerton and Jennifer Connelly. And Jason, played by Joel, is abducted to an alternate version of his life. And to get back to his true family, you know, he embarks on, you know, pretty much a very terrifying journey to save them in this parallel universe. And I will say that it is definitely interesting. You know, I want to know what happens next. You know, it's a little all over the place, but I felt the second episode was a little bit more grounded than the first episode. And the acting is pretty good, so
yeah.
I'm going to stick with it and see where we go from there.
Okay.
Your thoughts?
You know, I'm kind of a Jennifer Connelly fan, quote-unquote. Jennifer Connelly made a movie some years ago called Requiem of a Dream.
And Marlon Wayans was in it, and Jared Leto, right?
And in that, well, it's drug. It was a drug,
no,
you know.
No,
And you know, and it was shown, and Ellen Bernstein, I think, also was in it. And it was shown to just show the impact of drugs, all kind of drugs, that's all.
Yeah.
And also they show it sometimes in, you know, treatment, when people are in treatment. But anyway.
Because mm-hmm. you used to work in that field, so people know that you weren't in treatment.
Okay,
just putting that out there.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, whatever people want to think. Let me just say this.
It's nothing wrong if you were. But
there you
just
go.
It's an illness,
many others. Right. But I say all that to say this. I've seen her do some very good work.
Was really good in A Beautiful Mind.
Right. And in A Beautiful Mind, that was something very different too. I just want to say that what I do like about this Dark Waters, what I do like is there is, even though it seems disjointed, as we say about a lot of them, there's also some connection that one of the iterations of, what's his name, Jason? One of the iterations of Jason has.
Okay.
That is kind of stable, if you want to say that, or sustaining.
Yeah.
And that would be his relationship with Jennifer Connelly. Now, whether it's where it's cut off or whether it continues, or however you want to view it, however you want to interpret it, in both iterations, he does have a real relationship. It isn't like he's just a pathetic character wandering through space and life and creating, you know, things that are not real and this and that. He does have a real history and a real or two real lives, depending on how you look at it, you know.
Yeah.
So I do like that part about it. You know, I can relate to that and I can understand that. Other than that, it's pretty chaotic. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to say about that. Also interesting because you want to know where we're going with this. You know?
Yeah.
What is this? And his so-called best friend, you want to look at him sideways. What's going on with that? Okay?
Yeah.
You look at the friend, you're like, is this friend a friend? Or is this friend just somebody I knew for a long time?
Right.
So, anyhow. So, it's good. I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
Premium.
I think it's good. We got to, you know, see where
more,
it goes.
More. Yeah. But so far, pretty good. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You know, we're going to end the show off on a, you know, fun note. There are pictures circulating of Travis and Taylor in Italy right now, and they seem to be having a very good time, having some fun.
Good for them.
There are rumors that they will be getting engaged soon.
Yes, they got a lot of planning to do.
Do you think they will actually walk down the aisle? Do you think? What do you think?
Yes, I think they might.
Okay.
I think they
might. You know that the NFL took Taylor Swift's concert schedule, they took that into, what do you call it?
Consideration.
Yes, into consideration when they were coming up with the schedule for the NFL games.
Why do you think they did that?
I have no idea. Money.
Okay. So, absolutely. It's all about the dollar.
It's really ridiculous.
It's all about the dollar.
Really ridiculous. And I would just say to you.
Even the marriage.
I wish them married bliss. Happiness.
Shout out to Uncle Charlie. What'd he say? At least you can wish me
at
love.
At least you can wish
at
me
love. At least you can wish me love.
So,
that's it.
Okay. All right. And finally, before we get into three things that made us smile, they have chosen the Golden Bachelorette.
Uh-oh.
And it is not what we were thinking.
No?
No. And some people...
You mean not who we were thinking?
It was not who we were thinking.
Okay.
And some people, a couple of articles have said they have a little issue with who they've chosen.
Okay, hold on. Is this Golden Bachelorette somebody that's already famous?
No.
Okay.
But you've seen her.
Well, how have I seen it?
She was in The Golden Bachelor.
She was one of the girls.
She was
one of the ladies.
She was one of the ladies.
Oh, well then, yeah. Well, we thought it would be one of the ladies from there.
I was thinking that it would be...
maybe you thought
Suzette.
It was going to be
that,
a different
Suzette,
one. The one that was kind of aggressive.
No, the actress, the soap opera actress, Susan Lucci. I was thinking it would be Susan Lucci.
Oh, I didn't. Susan Lucci, I think, still has a husband.
Her husband died.
Oh, he did?
Not that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he passed away.
Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't think it was her.
You know, part of the ABC family.
Yeah, for many years, yeah. Of course. No, yeah. I didn't think it was going to be her, though, because I thought her husband was still alive. Yeah, I didn't even know he died, because I know she had been married for many years.
Yes, they mentioned it.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think it was her.
Well,
I thought it was one of the women there.
So, which one of the women do you think it is? Now, this is interesting since you...
Okay, I don't know. Okay, a choice between the one that was the Kathy or whichever was running her big mouth, okay?
Okay.
Was starting trouble. I thought it would be either her or the one that said, I'm going home with my daughter, because my daughter, whatever.
You're right. It's Joan.
Okay,
that's
her?
It's the one Joan. Yes, the one that said she was going home with
her daughter. You know how come?
How come?
You know how come?
How come?
Because she let it be known she came across as having more class and integrity. Yeah, it's this and that. It's this and that with this man. But guess what? My daughter needs me, and I'm not crazy with this whatever.
So Joan
to me, that made her very much more attractive.
Just giving everybody a little info, she is a school administrator from Rockland, Maryland. And, you know, she's a mother of four and the grandmother of two. And she was the woman who left because her daughter was having problems, soon after she gave birth.
Yeah.
The issue that people have is that she's not golden enough. She's 61.
Well, that's pretty golden. Come on, anything over 60, you can. That's young golden, you know.
Well,
that's
yeah,
not
well, they
old
want
golden.
Because they felt like the guy that they felt that Jerry was at the time 72.
So you're
okay with that?
Yeah,
you think it's,
I'm okay with that.
And you're okay with Joan?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you see, I chose her.
But is she? Yeah.
Is she what?
I don't
know. There's issues with all of them.
I don't know.
There's issues with all of us
because,
human
beings. In all seriousness, I hope everything is okay with her daughter. And, you know, I think many moms would have done that. Not all, but many moms would have done it. And I respect
Absolutely.
I don't know.
If I'm looking at a bunch of women
in the series, they seem to, you know, not be willing to make sacrifices. They seem to be set in their ways.
Well, let's give her a shot. She deserves the same shot as everybody else. So?
You get where I'm coming from,
but
right?
I mean, what kind of commitment are you looking for in
marriage?
Advance? Well, she understands that if it works out that way.
Okay.
No, but you act like you want her to commit that she's going to... This is not married at first sight. Okay. She doesn't have to say she's definitely going to marry somebody at this point.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
so,
right.
You know, so to me, I liked her attitude. I liked the way she was. I liked her attitude. Okay. She looked at the odds and she said, look, she said, it's me and this one man and 88 women here and this and that. My daughter needs me. And look,
you know what happened? Her daughter probably phoned her and said, Ma, I heard about Jerry. I know how he is.
That sounds right.
Oh, Gary.
That's it.
Gary.
Gary Jerry. Spelled like right, Jerry, but right. They're pronouncing it Gary.
And she said, Ma, come on home.
Yeah, right.
We got something better for you.
But guess what? But Ma has sense enough to say, all right, daughter, be there on the first thing smoking.
Yeah, right.
Okay? She didn't stay there and get drugged.
Right.
You know? So, good. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
I love it.
All right, Ma, I need you to tell me three things that made you smile.
The sun, the stars, and the moon.
Okay, I'm going to go with the NBA playoffs. I'm going to go with it's almost summertime. And
Bonus. I love it.
And I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to go with the Kyle Festival coming up.
Oh, that's wonderful. In Kyle, Texas, right?
In Kyle, Texas.
Oh,
yeah,
that's wonderful. Have fun. Yeah, guys. Anybody with the first name Kyle, come on down to Kyle, Texas. Well, by the time you hear this, it'll be over.
Well,
but anyway.
Hey, who knows the way they count.
You got that right.
Counting on
Sunday. That's right, guys. The Kyle Texas Festival. Oh, did we shout out our place with the lovely cocktails?
Oh my gosh, Mom. We'll have to do it next week because I don't have the information.
Oh, okay.
What is wrong?
What town is it in?
It's in Plano.
It's in Plano.
It's not in Allen.
Okay.
What happened? Oh, wait. I think I have it. Here we go.
Okay.
It is Frozen Bliss Daiquiris and Grill. Frozen Bliss Daiquiris and Grill.
You guys they got that some... Frozen Bliss Daiquiris and Grill.
And it's in Plano.
In Plano, Texas.
And they have some drinks that will knock you
smoking.
Off your feet.
Delicious with a knockout punch.
Exactly. Okay, Ma.
We highly recommend it. It's a top shelf.
A top shelf. Anything that you want to say before we go, Ma?
Stay woke and stay safe. That's it.
All right. Like Ma said, guys, continue to support us and on all different platforms. We're on everything at this point. Facebook, we're on X, we're on Instagram, we're on Threads. We are uploading our full episodes on YouTube, and we will be on the video, a video podcast coming up soon, uploading it onto YouTube, guys. As always, be safe, like Ma always said. We will talk to you soon. Be safe, and we'll talk to you later. Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.